It's really sad to realize that when Jesus healed 10 lepers, only one came back to give him thanks. How sad that is, but how typical it seems to be. People are not very good often at making sure that they thank those who take care of them. I think this is a big problem in an entitlement culture where we are more often interested in what we should be getting than what we should be giving thanks for. We're often thinking more about why we didn't get more rather than saying thanks for what we do have. It's important to say thank you, maybe writing thank you notes. Find a way to be sure that you regularly give thanks. In fact, Ephesians 5 says that the evidence of the Spirit-filled life is that Spirit-filled people are giving thanks. So when we are ungrateful, when we fail to give thanks, it's an indication that we're not walking closely with the Lord. It's an indication that the Spirit of God is not having His way in our lives. That's right. Go back and read it in Ephesians 5. You'll see that one of the evidences of being filled with the Spirit, really one of the fruits of being filled with the Spirit, is that we are giving thanks. I wonder, are you thankful? Who is there that you should give thanks to today? Try to think of a few people and make sure that today you give thanks.